Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to
it. Or be with
it. How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning, it's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Woo, I'm wearing jeans today, which you know, it's got to be a little cold out there. Today, cooler. We're going to have a chance of showers later this evening, high 52. Saturday, partly cloudy skies. Hopefully a little sunshine will come out there. Still not that warm, though. Looking for a high of around 55. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can follow, to my left, Alex Clark. It's Yo Alex Rath with a Z. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm a little bit stressed out, nervous, but I'm in a lot of prayer. If you're driving to work this morning and you think about it or would like to, I would absolutely appreciate your prayers. My dad right now at this moment is having heart surgery. They're putting in an IED into his heart. So I just would love it if you wouldn't mind, if you're the praying kind of person, to say a quick prayer for him that everything goes well. My dad has had two heart attacks in the last like 3 years. And so it's just been like really stressful for my family and for him, obviously. And he's real nervous. I called him yesterday and I was like, Dad, are you scared or how are you doing? Are you in a good shape for the surgery tomorrow? And he's like, well, yeah, I'm scared. I mean, my dad worries a lot about that kind of stuff. And he kind of gets into, a little bit of a depression worrying about that. And I don't know, we went on a family vacation in August and he was all like, this is probably the last family vacation we're gonna have together. And he just gets like in this mood where he just loses hope.
Well, when you have anything that where you might sense mortality or that like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna live forever, I imagine that can be tough on people. And
yeah,
and different people cope different ways. By the way, I would be a little scared if I was your father. What did you say he's getting today?
An IED.
I think it's an AED.
No, it's IED. I will tell you what it's called. Not IUD. I know you're thinking of birth control.
No, I'm thinking of like a roadside bomb in Iraq or something like that. An IED.
No, an IED heart. Let me see. It is an implantable electronic device, IED.
Okay.
Cardiac implantable electronic device. Yep.
So
it kind of it corrects abnormal heart rhythms
to keep it going on the right beat.
So yeah, if he starts to have a heart attack, it's supposed to help reset his heart and like get him back to normal, I guess.
Okay.
So it's a little different than a pacemaker.
But it keeps him on beat, you know what I mean? Like your dad for once in his life is going to have rhythm.
Yeah, so this morning when I woke up, I said, I'll see you soon, Dad. I love you. Because his surgery is happening right now. And then I'm just going to go as soon as the show's done this morning. I'm just going to go straight to the hospital because he should be getting out of the surgery and like be a little bit rested up and everything.
Yeah.
So I sent him Isaiah 41:10, which says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So that's what I sent him this morning, and he just sent me a smiley face, and that's all he said, because I know that he's terrified. So anyway, yes, please send your prayers to my dad. His name is Kyle.
What up, Kyle?
Kyle.
I'm praying for you, Kyle. Liv, besides praying for Kyle, what's going on with you?
Yes, not much. I'm just, you know, it's Friday. It's Fri-yay.
What are you and Jewel Daddy going to do this weekend, your boyfriend?
He owes me a dinner, and he has been...
Wow, Liv has changed so much.
Why?
Like, back in the day, like, guys never took her out. She didn't care. Now she has expectations and
for
stuff.
For sure.
That's what happens.
He set the bar super high.
There you go, Jewel Daddy.
But he owes me dinner, and he knows why he owes me dinner, and so I am
going to Why does he owe you dinner? You can't half it. Tell us everything. We just talked about Alex's dad's having heart surgery. What's going on? What did he do that he owes
you? Which I am going to pray for Kyle.
Thank you.
And
everybody,
I bet he's in his own head, because my dad gets like that anytime he just needs blood drawn.
My dad's a worrier. That's where I get it from.
Oh, well, okay, because that's your biggest thing.
No.
You never worry.
Right. So have I distracted you guys yet?
No. I'm willing to skip what I did last night just to hear your story.
Well, okay, so Jewel Daddy owes me a dinner because there was a wedding like a month ago, or not even a month ago, probably like a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And he like, kind of invited me, kind of didn't, but it was kind of, like, too late to invite me.
So then you were like, you know what, you owe me a dinner now?
Well, yeah, and I was like, well, why would you say that, like, I could come and then, like, be like, no, like, just kidding.
Wait, there was a girl there?
His ex was there.
And he didn't want you to go?
Well, here's the thing. One, it was too late to RSVP for me to go. And also, he was like, it's just going to cause drama. I know it is.
If he knows his ex-girlfriend is going to be there, that's when you have to go.
Not true.
Make a statement.
He did not want to make a scene and make it into a big deal.
It's not about you.
He was like, yeah. And he was like, one, I don't want to ruin these two people's like big day. And also, like, I didn't put you on the RSVP. And I just don't want to put you in a situation to make you feel uncomfortable.
Ooh, I wouldn't like that.
So he owes me a dinner. So he better take me tonight.
He doesn't owe you a dinner. You're wrong. Okay.
No, he does owe me a dinner.
All right, cool. We got a lot going on here this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. We're going to be hooking you up with 21 Pilot tickets this morning at 7. Then at 8:30, Necropolis ticket.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
If you were hoping for Taylor Swift's boyfriend Joe Alwyn to share about their relationship anytime soon, forget it.
Dang it.
Actor Joe Alwyn has managed to keep his relationship with Taylor Swift under the radar for over 2 years, and he said that he will never open up about his romance with her. The 27-year-old actor told GQ magazine, someone's private life is by definition private. No one is obliged to share their personal life. ABC is worried that the Conners will fail without Roseanne Barr. Two senior executives at the network said that firing Roseanne Barr was a knee-jerk reaction by ABC's president and admitted that temporarily suspending her may have been a wiser decision. The two executives suggest the new show without her will flop because fans are angered that she was let go. It is going to be interesting to see how that does.
I have
a feeling that they are correct about that.
I didn't like what she said, but it's just that the show, I agree. I don't think the show will be the same without her. I mean, that was Roseanne was Roseanne.
You're right. And a tour, this is like the craziest thing I've ever heard, featuring a hologram of Amy Winehouse is scheduled to take place next year. The company Base Hologram is creating the Winehouse hologram. Amy Winehouse's hologram will be joined by a live band, singers, and theatrical stagecraft. This company, Base, said that they have the support for the hologram from Winehouse's family and her foundation. The tour is going to take place in the second half of 2019. I don't know, man. That is strange. We're in the future. You realize that? We are in the future.
But I don't like that kind of a future. I don't want to go see holograms of people. Maybe
it
like,
is weird.
Like
it's
a
creepy.
Special event, it'd be kind of cool, but not really, because it's still like, I think about, is that what the dead person would want? Would they want to be there doing that?
I don't know. It's so weird. If I die, I do want a hologram of me to be doing this show, because I would be offended if I was replaced.
Yeah. I would pour water on it.
Speak for yourself. I will go see a hologram any day of the week.
Really?
Why?
For sure.
What hologram would you go see if somebody's dead?
I don't
now?
Care who it is. It's going to make me feel like I'm from Xenon, the girl from the 21st century.
That's a great observation. Yeah. Yes. Coming up after 7 o'clock, did Justin Bieber reach out to Selena Gomez after her hospitalization?
What's wrong, Liv? You scared? You scared over there? Can you turn your microphone on? You're so scared you can't talk.
Even this music, like, destroys me as a person.
This music gets me excited, but it does kind of make the hair on my arm just stand up on end. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and there's a couple of haunted houses that I think legit would kill Liv. Like, we're giving away Necropolis tickets, and I know you've been there, and you've been to, oh my gosh, what is the other one, too?
Indie Scream Park,
and you peed your pants there. But this would actually kill you. One of the world's
almost
scariest...
Almost kill you.
No, I think it would legit kill
Liv.
Oh,
really?
I think, yeah. I mean, they don't guarantee they'll kill you, but I think it would scare her that much. It's one of the world's scariest torture experiences. That's what they claim. It includes being waterboarded. Could you imagine being waterboarded?
Why would anyone subject themselves to
that? Some people are into weird stuff. They like to be scared and tortured.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Some people live. Ugh. Maybe you live in a little small world, but some people actually pay to be tortured, okay? Just throwing that one out there. I mean, how do I walk around this one? Oh,
I know how to say it.
Lady products.
Uh-huh.
They use those, and they're not real, but they make them look like they've been used.
Ew.
Yeah, and
what
then
the hell?
I didn't come up with it, and they shove it into people's mouths.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
real.
Fake blood.
It's fake blood, but okay, that's gross.
That is the most foul thing I've ever heard.
You have to sign a waiver to be take part in this whole experience, the victim experience in Vegas. They use electricity, drowning, and suffocation to scare their guests.
What?
Sounds like a grand time.
Which, by the way, out of all those, which one scares you the most? Being electrocuted?
Probably drowning.
Yeah, I would think drowning.
Ugh. Yeah, I think that air suffocation scares me. There's another haunt experience in, it's a blackout. That's what it's called. It's located in L.A. and San Francisco. Guests are required to sign legal waivers again. The event Scaremaster enjoys dunking participants in water and shoving... the same thing, lady products that look like
yeah, yeah.
Who comes up with this stuff? Some weird
people. Is the dunking like a dunking booth at a carnival? Because I would be down for that.
I don't think that's what it is, but they use the fake blood again in the mouth. They also have to walk barefoot over floors covered in used love gloves.
Ew! God.
Well, they're not really used. It's all fake, but seems real.
I bet there's one guy that puts a lot of effort into his work. Like, I got it, boss. Don't worry. I worked all night last night.
The jeez. Overachiever.
If you would actually go to this, I'm really curious. Please tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Would
nobody,
you go to a house like a haunted house like this?
Nobody would want to go to that, Alex.
I couldn't do it, and I love scary stuff.
I normally am like a very non-judgmental person at all. I am judging the hell out of you if you want to go to this. That
I think
is
it's,
bizarre.
If you want to go to this, I think it must be more of a fetish for you because I don't understand. Like, that's just really gross,
well, no,
weird.
I agree with you. I think that's what people are into. They like to be tortured. They like to be punished.
That's a form of like BDSM stuff, I think.
Oh, I love that song by Rihanna. whatever that is. Hurricane Michael's being blamed for at least 7 deaths as it's now a tropical storm making its way up the East Coast. 1.2 million houses and businesses were without power in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. That is as of last night. Here's ABC's Ginger Z describing seeing an entire house, imagine that, an entire house fly by the street when she was broadcasting live.
I just saw something I have never seen in real life. I saw an entire home taken off of its foundation and rolled down the street. My heart is racing. I have never seen something like an entire home, a well-built home, rolling down the street. And I'll tell you right now, it makes you shake.
Like, could you imagine feeling that? It's like out of a movie.
Yeah.
And a husband and a wife, they talk about swimming out of their house to a boat to get rescued.
In this wasteland, we meet a husband and wife. They stayed behind in their home as the water rushed in.
You swam.
Yes.
Out.
Yes.
Of your home.
Yes.
To a boat.
Yes.
And that's how you survived.
Yes.
They credit a pair of life jackets with keeping them alive.
The wind is going 120.
Oh, yeah, no, we were holding on. We'd let the current take us to the next stop, and then we'd grab onto a tree.
I couldn't imagine that.
Scary
that
stuff.
That scares the crap out of me. Apple is working on something which would be amazing. Software that'll let you know if you're getting a spam call. Like built into the phones, what they
yes.
do. Because I know there's apps out there that'll say, hey, it's spam, but the tech giant, they have technology that they're patenting that would automatically recognize the spam caller and warn you on your screen. I wish it could also block it permanently. That's so, honestly, only calls I get, no, I don't have any friends or family that likes me. I only get calls from spam numbers every day.
Yep, I get so many of those.
And you know what happens? If you bump them, like you hit ignore.
I block them all.
Yeah, block them, but if you hit like bump, like you know, ignore a call like the voicemail, they know your phone line's active, so then other people will call you now too. Lindsay hit reject in my hands-free thing on my car. I'm like, no!
I've never heard of the term bump for like ignoring someone.
Yeah,
like
I haven't either.
You bump a
bump
call?
Them.
Yeah, you bump a call. Don't give me that look.
I've only heard
who's
of bumps
the
of
grandpa
cocaine.
Now? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A bump of cocaine. I was like,
I mean, I knew what you meant.
Put this on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story as like a poll because I want to know what people think right there. At Joe and Alex Show. Go follow us. It'll be 1 second. When you ignore a call, do you call it bumping or what's the other word you
grinding?
Say?
Grinding.
Ignoring.
No. Ignoring. No. When you don't want to take a call, do you call that bumping a call or ignoring a call?
Yeah.
I want to know what people say. Because people say, oh, I bumped the call.
Nope.
Yes, they do.
I bump and grind on that call.
That's
all
right.
Quit taking Alex's bad joke and keeping it going for another 30 seconds here. By the way, you're gross eating your peanut. Sorry, side note. Alex right now is eating peanut butter out of the jar with her finger. You are so nasty.
It's cinnamon.
I don't care what it is.
I live alone.
Is it good?
Yes. I live alone. It's not a big deal. No one else is dipping into this.
It's disgusting.
It's a little mini jar,
there's
too.
There's spoons
get a spoon.
Over there.
It's stop
cinnamon
it.
Peanut butter.
Is it good? I've never even heard of that kind of peanut butter.
I'm going solo for the rest of this right now. Mm. A new survey found 80% of us actually like our boss. The cities where people like their boss the most are Indianapolis, Salt Lake City, and L.A.
Are we actually on the list, or are you making that up?
Right here, number one, Indianapolis, Salt Lake City, and then Los Angeles coming in at number three.
What?
The cities where people are most likely to hate their bosses are Boston, Phoenix, and D.C.
Well, everyone hates everyone in Boston. That's like their charm.
49% of people said they describe their boss as a good leader. 37% say they see them as a mentor. 34% think of them as a friend. And 16% said they think their boss is incompetent.
Hmm.
I think that this is all a lie. Nobody likes their boss. I've never heard anybody say, oh, my boss is the best. Everybody talks crap about their boss and
I
hates
will say,
bosses.
I, in
this
my
is
life,
a lie.
In my life, I have had some pretty incredible bosses that now I am friends with. I think it's also harder in the moment to be friends with your boss because they're your boss. Especially if you're in a more serious industry. But when you're not working there anymore or whatever, then I think it's easier to become friends.
When I was an intern in Louisville, Kentucky, I thought my boss was hot.
You also thought our former boss was hot, Liv. You're just attracted to management.
Yeah, I think you have. You just are into like everything.
Seriously. Cool it off for a second. Gosh. And today is a good day. I think we should all take part of it as we wrap up here for Joe's Need to Know News. Today is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. It's a day where you get to let out your frustrations all around the world.
People, you do this anyway, all the
people
time.
People do that. Well, try working with you two. People go outside when it's around noon in Greenwich, in England, and scream for 30 seconds. The goal is for everyone to feel better afterwards. Are you ready?
Nope.
30 seconds in 3, 2, 1. You can join in, by the way, too, in your car, at home, anywhere you're
at. I'm not frustrated.
No, it doesn't matter. It's a moment of frustration scream day.
Well, I'll let you do it.
No. I think we're all frustrated. Are okay. we not?
Am I? I'm not.
Am I the only one?
Yeah, you are right now.
All right. Well, anybody in your car right now, here, let's do it for 30 seconds in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, you're turning red. You're turning red. Stop. You're going to pass out.
All right.
We got
All
it.
All right. We get it. That frustrated me.
Now I am frustrated.
I wasn't frustrated, but now I am frustrated.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yes.
That was so frustrating.
I legit did that yesterday when I left work. I got in my car, I pulled to the edge of a parking lot, and I had
Why?
To, I just was frustrated with everybody that day. Like, I wanted to punch a wall.
You're frustrated with us? For what?
Everybody.
What do we do?
That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, hooking you up with 21 pilot tickets. They are going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse next year, June 28th, when it'll hopefully be a lot warmer than it is today. Kelsey, you're going to be one of the people playing today when we play Finish the Lyrics. Would you like to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
Team Alex.
All right. Alex and Kelsey got you right there, and now you are officially locked in. No tradesies. That means on Team Joe, we're going to go to my neck of the woods, AJ and Broad Ripple. Hey, AJ.
Hey, Joe.
What up, neighbor? Okay, let's go over the rules real quick. Guys, make sure to sing along here with the rules.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules.
If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
We each get three songs. We can listen to the song two times, and we got to give our guess. We got to say our final answer. It has to be the next word of the song. Liv the Web Girl will be the ultimate decider in this one. And by the way, did I mention she looks gorgeous today? I mean, absolutely stunning. What does she do?
Thank
to look
you.
This nice. And we can ask our teammate for help, which would be for Alex. It would be Kelsey. And for me, it would be AJ only one time. Alex, would you like to go first today? Or do you want me and AJ to do our thing and win it quicker?
You can go first.
Okay, AJ, here we go. Kelsey, please be quiet in the background. Here's our first song.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you.
It's It's like, I believe it's, I can't tag you in. I'm not tagging you in, so don't say anything. The abuse. I'm going to listen to it again, but I got to make sure I know where it ends at. Here we go. Last 5 seconds. You don't know the half of you. I'm going to say, like, say, it looks like they end on the, so I'm going to say abuse. Final answer, abuse. What is that?
It's abused.
Oh.
Excuse me?
Oh.
All right, I'm not going to argue with Liv because she's beautiful and glowing today and the most wonderful thing in my life.
Thank you.
But I still think it's abuse.
Well, I look up the lyrics. It's not like I don't do my research. It's abused.
I feel abused. I feel abused.
Your dyslexia is coming into play.
It has nothing to do with dyslexia, Alex.
Yes, it does.
Here's
it has
your turn.
Everything to do with
shut
dyslexia.
Up. There, I said it. Here we go. You just
want attention. Oh, I hate this song. Maybe you just hate the thought of me. Someone new, yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start, you're just making sure I'm never getting over you.
You final answer?
Sorry, girlfriend.
Thought maybe he said, you just want attention.
No.
Oh, that's sad.
Still
a 0-0 game going into round two. Here we go with this song. Yeah, yeah.
Joe doesn't know this song.
I thought you would.
It's just pop. Right, but if you're going to be stupid here, because I'm going to be mad about it, if it's like pop, 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 like three P's, then a pop, but it's like boop. So I'm going to play it back real quick, but it's like pop. Pop. P-O-P. Final answer, not soda, but pop. Yeah!
You're right.
Give me that. Give me the ding.
Oh, man.
How you like that?
I thought it was going to be
like
dirty pop.
I thought that 25 was... when the song came out.
No, it's funny, Liv.
No, he was 80.
Just because I'm 32 and I graduated school in 2004. This is a big jam when I was in middle school.
Shout out to class of 2011. Woo!
God, you guys are so immature sometimes. So immature. Let's see if you can bring it up right now. Here is your song. I wish you luck with this one, Alex.
Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close I can almost it.
What was your word?
I think it's distance, right? Play it again. Stop!
Oh, you want to hear it again?
No, not you.
What do you want to hear?
The song.
The words that you could not find.
Distance.
Hold on. Liv gave you the thumbs up before I played it.
So?
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
You're pushing the button. I already answered.
She already answered. She said final answer distance. She said it twice.
Wow, they're really cheating over here.
I did the same thing for you when you said pop.
There's nothing.
I literally said the same thing.
No, there's nothing even resembling cheating going on.
Do me a favor. As the person that has to hit the buttons, don't let anybody know if they're right or wrong till we hit the song.
Okay, yeah. Is Russia meddling in this game too?
I don't know. You would deny it.
Conspiracy theories.
Here we go. Here is the song to take the lead and get the win that we so rightly deserve, AJ.
Just like nicotine, rushing me, touching me. Suddenly, on my feet, and you all of me, all of me. Yeah, yeah, all of me.
It's you, babe.
It's you, babe, and I'm a sucker for the way that you move.
I think it's me. I'm going to tag you in right here, so listen to it one more time, AJ. I think it's, like they say, move me, but listen again. I know this is definitely your jam.
It's you, babe, and I'm a sucker for the way that you move.
Okay. It's either me or babe. I don't know which one it is.
I'm a sucker for the way you move, babe. I'm a sucker for the way you move me.
Oh, man. Liv, can you just give us a thumbs up?
Nice try, dude.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, man. It's either going to be me or babe. I mean, what do you feel?
Me, and I'm gonna go with you. Let's go me.
All right, final answer me.
Babe.
You can now give the wrong answer, Liv. Okay, we're going to have training after this. You can give me the thumbs down now to let me know it was wrong after I play it.
My turn.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What the hell?
You found me. It's a... Yeah, the Fray.
I know who it is.
Surrounded, you have to wait. Where were you?
Is it Lost, final answer?
You're just guessing right now? You're not going to tag in your teammate or anything?
Sure, I'll tag in my teammate. What's your name?
Can you play it one more time?
Is it Lost and Insecure? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's Just a Little Late.
Oh, okay. Just, final answer. Woo! Good job!
All right, and with that...
Wait, is that right?
Yes.
And with that, Alex and Kelsey win!
Woo!
If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Congratulations going out this morning to Kelsey, AJ, and Broad Ripple. I'm sorry, bro. I apologize. Please don't egg my house.
Oh, we did the best we could, man.
All right, man, I know. Circumstances were tough today. It was definitely...
Circumcisions were tough?
It was ladies against guys today. The cards were stacked against us, dude. I appreciate you.
You are literally making stuff up right now.
No, I'm not.
Like, that was
I'm
the most fair
you.
Game of finish lyrics ever.
It wasn't, though.
Like Joe said, circumcisions were tough today.
No, I would never bring up the C word on the show. That is one of the most painful things in the world. Oh, okay. That was rough. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak, she's super freaky. Get your freak on, get your freak on. Freak Show Friday is a way for you to be on the Joe and Alex show and share your weird side, or at least what people say makes you a little different. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Also on the Instagram and Twitter, it's @joeandalexshow. Sam, hey, thanks for reaching out to us. Why are you on the Joe and Alex show for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, so we've got a bit of a freaky situation going on at home right now. I'm a single dad with a 3-year-old kid.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the freaky part. so one night, I was making dinner, and my son Dakota, he was freaking out, kicking and screaming on the floor because I was committing the cardinal sin of cooking up a cucumber.
God forbid.
For our dinner. Yeah. I was really desperate because I really wanted to, show him that this is healthy and normal and just get vegetables into his diet. And I was trying just everything to calm him down and get him willing to eat. So I grabbed one of those play fake mustaches because, of course, we have those just everywhere in the house, things like that.
Okay.
And I it was part of a costume or something. I stuck it on the cucumber and I started, like, dancing it around and doing a voice for the cucumber. And that's what freaking worked. So Dakota starts laughing, and all of a sudden he's excited, and he ate it.
So
he
you
ate
put
it with dinner.
Fake mustaches on the vegetables. Like, any vegetable? What about cans?
Exactly. Now that's what I have to do for everything. Every time I make vegetables, every time I put veggies in dinner, fake mustache. If
Hold
it's
on.
A can of corn, can of peas, yeah.
Sam, I would like to hear one of, I'm sure you have many voices that these these vegetables have with the mustache on them. Can we pretend we're Dakota for a second here? What does it sound like, Sam?
All right, hold on. Don't forget to eat your greens.
Yep, I'm eating them.
For sure.
That's cute. You're a good dad. That's not really, I don't think you're really a freak for this. I think you're just really creative, and I think that's a great idea. A lot of parents are probably like, man, maybe I should try this.
It felt a little freaky in the moment when it was happening that it worked. But I'm actually a little more worried that maybe I'm making my kid freaky because that's literally the only way he'll eat vegetables, and I don't know when he'll grow out of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's possible.
He really enjoys it.
I feel like a lot of parents, though, have been there where none of us on the show are parents, so we can't really answer this question, but I've heard from my friends that are parents, like, you know, sometimes you really do have to get desperate to get your kid to do something that they don't want to do, and I've heard of some pretty funny stories. I feel like people listening would have some. Like, what did you do to get your kid to do something that they were refusing to do? 317-239-1009.
You know, Sam, that's interesting with the whole mustache thing right there. And the impression is, you know, and I think it's your impression. That's what's getting Dakota to eat. It's so amazing. Hey,
it certainly seems to help. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for listening.
No problem. All right.
He sounds like a hot single dad.
Well, that's
cute.
Not what I was going to say. But I was kind of bummed out that I thought it was going to be like freakier than that.
I mean, but it's cute, though. And I feel like it's relatable.
Okay. 317-239-1009. What did you do to get your kids to kind of, you know, do what you want them to do? 317-239-1009. Maybe you tried the mustache on a vegetable or whatever your little tip or trick is. We will talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. In my opinion, one of the more disappointing Freak Show
Fridays.
He wasn't
really a freak. It was cute, though.
I feel like I've been ripped off and gypped. Sam called in for Freak Show Friday, and he talks about how he has a little kid named Dakota that would not eat vegetables and trying to have the kid eat healthy food. So he had a fake mustache lying around his house. He put it on the vegetables, like the broccoli or the cucumber, and he's like, oh, I'm really healthy. You should eat me. And apparently the kid thought it was cute and funny, and his son, Dakota, ended up eating that. That doesn't sound that freaky to me.
Well, it isn't, but it was cute, and I figured, you know, lots of parents probably have tried or done something unique to get their kids to do something they didn't want to do. I know that when I don't have kids, none of us on the show have kids yet, but when I was babysitting as like a teenager, I would put water in a water bottle, and I would make a label, and I would put it around it and call it Monster Spray. And then whenever I was babysitting, they would be like, oh, I don't want to go to bed, you know, I'm scared. And I'd be like, well, let's go up into your room, and I'm going to spray for monsters. They don't come, you know, only Alex, when I'm here, I have the Monster Spray. So they knew that whenever I was tucking them into the bed, that there was no monsters that were going to come because I had the special spray. So I used to do that, and I felt like that was a creative idea to get them to go to bed.
Super creative.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you and maybe you and Sam, if things don't work out with the Egyptian.
Right.
You can go talk to him and have your broccoli.
I'm good with kids.
Monster
that's,
spray.
That's one thing I am confident about myself. I think I will be a good mom.
Emily is downtown. What do you do? What do you do to trick your kid or, you know, kind of get him to do that?
Well, he would not stop drinking from a bottle. And he was like 2.5 or 3. And he got the flu at one point, and he thought it was the bottle that made him sick. And he put that own idea in his head, so I didn't feel as bad. I try to tell myself that, but since he's had that thought, he stopped drinking from a bottle at that point when he thought the bottle is what made him sick.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah, but then you're messing with the kid's head, though. You can't do that, making them think they're going to be sick.
But it worked, and it's better long-term.
That's a major manipulation.
I didn't put the thought in his head.
But you didn't correct it, though, either.
Well, I took it and ran with it. It was difficult.
Shame!
I think it's a good idea.
Parent shame! Emily, I'm just kidding. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. It's Keita in downtown. Hey, what's up? What'd you do?
I actually don't have any kids, but my parents used to tell us that all of our meat was chicken, so then we would actually eat it and get our protein in.
Yep, I've heard of parents doing that. I don't know why kids are so fine with just thinking it's chicken. They'll eat it.
You wouldn't eat certain kind of meat?
No, who, me?
No. Keita, I don't understand that. You said your parents said that meat was chicken?
Yeah, we just always loved chicken. So then once we would see something new, we didn't want to eat it. So they were like, oh, it's chicken. So then we would just eat it.
I mean,
yeah. It's a potato. It's chicken.
No, just probably salmon and steak and stuff like that. Different meats.
This chicken tastes fishy. It's chicken. Hey, Keita, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you got something else, let us know on our Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Joe and Alex Show going on right now. Radio Now 100.9. Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, do you know any CPR? I mean, you could save a life if you actually knew some. Do you?
No, I did. I used to be certified as a babysitter for like the Red Cross and stuff. And so they taught me, but that was when I was in like fifth grade and now I don't remember.
Okay, Liv the Whip Girl said she just got certified. How'd you get certified? What'd you go through?
I went through, well, I don't know like what it was through, but like I had to get certified for LA Fitness because I worked in the daycare.
So through your gym, you got certified there?
Yeah, like someone came in and was like wearing like navy and like did the class.
Is it just some guy that wanted to make out with
someone
you?
Someone wearing navy? Yeah. Sounds legit.
Lay on your back. I'm gonna breathe on you and grab your breast.
Like it sounded like he looked official. He was in navy.
Well, that's good. So sounds like Liv definitely got some training.
Your kids are definitely in good hands. Okay. Well, if you hum, if you start humming, staying alive while doing chest compressions, it's the best way to perform CPR on someone. New York Presbyterian Hospital, they created a playlist and shared it to help raise awareness about the effective CPR technique. And they kind of tell you how many times to do chest compressions for the beat of a song. And that would be 100 beats per minute. I mean, I don't know CPR, but I want to learn it because I would love to save a life. Now, some songs that they put on this list, they have like 40 different songs out there. Maybe you guys have heard a few of these. A little bit of ABBA.
Love ABBA.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
They're saying this is the optimum song for beats to compressions. You can do 100 chest compressions in 1 minute.
So it'd be like, bump.
Bump. No, you are not.
Am I killing someone?
Yeah, somebody is dead with
There's
you.
There's no pause? Well, how fast?
Just beat, 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 beat,
why
beat,
your hands
beat.
Look like so tiny?
And
like
also,
mittens.
It looks like he's like pumping his chest, like dancing.
No, this is a chest compression.
I know, but you're like beat, like popping your
chest.
Yeah, it looks like you're definitely
if anybody
shimmy.
Drops next to you two, they are dead on arrival, okay?
Look, I'm not giving CPR unless you're hot. I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding.
All right. All right. What about these guys? Chainsmokers. 100 beats per minute.
Yeah, sorry. That person's dying.
See, when I hear the beat, I hear like pauses. Bum. Bum.
You're thinking of like the rhythm.
Oh.
Or no,
is
I
that
don't
different?
Know what.
I don't know music.
You can count music off. Ready?
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, got it.
You're dead
with
Alex.
So we were doing the wrong part of the song. That's the thing.
No.
Yeah, you got to use that fast part.
You're like tapping
along. No, the whole song is 100. Songs. Oh.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what. What?
I can play the triangle.
That's not going to save a life.
That is, it might.
No,
you don't
know.
You know what? My beautiful triangle playing might wake somebody up from their coma.
Exactly.
Or make somebody just say, you know what? Jesus, take me now. One of the two. And Liv, I figured this would be awesome for you because you get to save a life and you get to listen to one of your favorites. Justin Bieber, Sorry, is 100 beats per minute.
I don't think you guys understand. When I hear his voice, it's like my heart flutters up into another universe.
Wow.
I just love him so much, it hurts.
Alex, let's see if you can just try, because you've done a few now. Just whenever you think it is, get on beat.
Okay.
And I want you to go, what do we say, like, just like push? What are we going to tell her to say?
Just, like, count.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. Did I get it?
And don't stop! Don't stop! They're not alive!
We lost him.
Oh, Alex.
You need to do 100 beats per minute is, like, the pace that you're supposed to go to.
I feel like I would need a water break.
Can you wake up for a second? This is really hard for me. I don't know about you.
The trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Yes.
Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No, it's staying alive.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Stay alive.
Another dead person.
Okay, he's dead.
Staying alive.
Yeah, okay,
you didn't maintain 100 beats per minute, and the ambulance didn't arrive because nobody called 911. So you lost him.
You know what we do next? We harvest the heart. Clarice.
Oh, one of my favorite shows. And then Creed says, oh, the parking lot. That's where I know you from.
If you have not binge watched
not
The Office on Netflix,
this is a serious thing, and you two are not helping anybody learn about CPR.
If you have not binge watched my favorite show of all time, Netflix, or The Office on Netflix, you need to do that this weekend.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
With former Cleveland Browns running back and NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown and a bunch of press members in the room, Kanye West sat and talked in the Oval Office with Donald Trump yesterday, where he dropped the F-bomb, talked about his bipolar disorder diagnosis, pounded on the desk, accidentally revealed his iPhone password, and gave the president a hug.
I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy a hug right here. I love this guy right here. Yeah.
He wore his Make America Great Again ball cap and said, they tried to scare me not to wear this hat, my own friends, but this hat gives me superpowers. When I put this hat on, it makes me feel like Superman. The rapper said that he loves Hillary Clinton, but the slogan "I'm with her" didn't empower him to be the kind of man or father he felt his son deserved. West said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrats, because they can't find jobs. He also said this to SNL.
What I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on, is if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be empowered.
He also talked about his infamous quote about George Bush saying he doesn't care about black people. He said, I was very emotional and I was programmed to think from a victimized mentality, of a welfare mentality, which led me to accuse him of racism. My favorite thing Kanye said yesterday was, I don't answer questions in simple sound bites. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it. I thought, that's amazing. I want that on a shirt.
It's got to be hard to be Kim Kardashian right now dealing with him.
Yeah, lots of controversy surrounding him for sure. Dave Chappelle talked about him. Do you think that he is supportive or over him?
Well, it seems like everybody's over him, so I assume Dave Chappelle's kind of off it too.
I'm not mad at Kanye. That's my brother. I love him. I support him. But, you know, I don't have to agree with everything that he says. I just trust him as a person of intent.
I thought that was a fair thing to say and refreshing. Justin Bieber reached out to Selena Gomez after he learned about her breakdown and hospitalization. He contacted Selena's mother because he wanted to make sure she's okay and possibly see her, but the sources say her mom would not allow him to talk to her because she thinks that Selena's breakdown partially has to do with her heartbreak over Justin and his marriage to Hailey Baldwin.
I think so, too.
And yesterday, Justin was photographed in a car with Hailey, and he was bawling, and Hailey was just looking at him. It was real weird. I think that is the epitome of a picture of a man, your husband, in love with another woman.
No.
I'm still rooting for Jelena to happen.
I think he's in love with her, and I think Haley's witnessing it firsthand that he will never be over her. Selena will never be over him. As toxic as they are for each other, they seem to never be able to get along. They always go back to each other. This marriage was not a good idea.
I think he just was crying because you can still love somebody and not be in love with them anymore. I think he just feels so bad, like, what can I do to help this girl? I still care about her.
Maybe you're right. Ryan Adams, the songwriter, says his marriage to Mandy Moore was doomed from the start. Mandy Moore talked about her failed marriage to singer Ryan Adams, saying, I didn't choose the right person. Well, Ryan heard about it and addressed it on Twitter, saying she didn't like the Melvins or Blade Runner, doomed from the start. If only I could remember the start, LOL. Sometimes you get stuck to the spiritual equivalent of a soggy piece of cardboard. Take the money, I'll take my pride any day. Yikes. Mandy Moore filed for divorce from him in January of 2015 after 6 years of marriage. And Steve Carell says The Office isn't coming back because it wouldn't work in today's sensitive climate. Holy smokes, I agree with that. In a recent interview with Esquire, Carell said his character Michael Scott's inappropriate behavior would not fly today. People wouldn't find it funny. He said there's a very high awareness of offensive things today, which is good for sure, but at the same time, when you take a character like that too literally, it doesn't really work and people don't get the humor in it.
Oh yeah, he would have been fired a long time ago with the HR. Who's the HR guy?
Toby.
Yeah, Toby would have had to fire him a long time ago. Quack, 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 quack. Work, 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 work. Nobody's backing me up in this song. Work, 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 work.
I just wanted you to play the music. Work, I didn't want you to sing.
Work, 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 work. Nice people at work. are paid less money, honey. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's actually true?
Yes.
Well, I'm the nicest on the show, and I make the least amount of money, so.
Yeah, but you also have done the least amount of work, like, in your career, too, though. You don't have the same track history as I do and Alex.
So.
I mean, if you got to think about comparing yourself to someone with equal experience and stuff like that and skill levels,
value
and then think
you
about
bring.
Your personalities. Yeah, think about your personalities and then think, okay, are they more nice to people than me or am I nicer? And then think about how your pay differs to see if this actually is true or not, I think.
317-239-1009. Nice people are paid less than their coworkers and are actually more likely to go bankrupt. This is according to researchers. They say the reason why this is because agreeable people simply care less about money. I disagree. I'm a very agreeable person, I think, more often than not, and I obsess with money. It keeps me up at night. But they say, therefore, you're at a higher risk of money mismanagement. They found even when agreeableness was measured in childhood, it still predicted greater financial hardship later in life.
That's not what I thought that the study was going to say. I actually thought the study was going to say nicer people make less because they don't know how to, you know, really express their worth and know their worth and really fight for getting more money. Whereas somebody that's a little bit more aggressive in personality is more likely to be like, no, you're going to pay me this or I'm not going to work here. You know what I mean? So that's what I thought it was going to say. I'm surprised that it just says they just stress about money more. That's not what I thought.
I mean, in your personal opinion, do you think like you have to be in people's face, you got it. Because I think you could be nice.
I think
you can
be
nice and still make money. I don't think you have to be a biatch. I don't think you have to be a jerk to people to make money. I don't think that's the case.
No, it's not being a jerk. I just think it's like a general temperament. Like, it's just not, you're not a pushover. It's that you don't take no, the first no, as the answer. You know what I mean? Like, the first time you ask for a raise, they say no, and you say, okay, bye. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you have to know what you're worth and, like, not settle less for that. I think that if you are more of a soft-spoken, sweeter person, it might be harder for you to really stand up for yourself and say, no, I deserve more money than this. Here's what I've contributed. Here's what I bring to the company. You know what I mean?
No, I think that's a big thing. I think if that's what you're talking about, then yes. I think that if that's considered nice, like not saying that and not standing up for yourself, then I agree. Nice people are going to be paid less 9 times out of 10. I've never had a boss like, hey, Joe, would you like to make more money this year? Or can I pay you more per hour?
Right.
Can I give you some perks and bonuses? Never, ever is going to happen. But I just think if you're saying like the opposite of nice is being like rude or mean, I feel like you would get paid less and get fired.
Not rude. Yeah, you don't want to be a jerk, but I feel like there's a difference. I just felt like the study was like, you know, people might perceive you as a jerk when really you don't always take, you know, the first answer is like Bible.
You can let us know what you think. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Couples costumes. Alex has a costume. Liv the Web Girl has a costume for their significant others, which is the Egyptian for Alex and Jewel Daddy for Liv. Me and my wife, Lindsay, we don't have a couple's costume, at least that I'm aware of. I just think I'm not hating on love and that kind of coupley thing, but like, where's your individuality? I think it's just kind of cheesy.
It's so fun and cute, and it can be funny. It's an easier option than trying to do separate ones to do something that goes together.
Okay. Let's see what everybody else thinks. Kelsey, we'll kick it off with you in McCordsville. What do you have?
Yeah, so I agree with Alex. I think that couples costumes can be really funny. But whenever I do think of couples costumes, I always think of when I was younger, me and my family, we were all like, you know, at the Halloween store and we were looking for our costumes. And my parents, they were looking for a couple's costume. And I saw this one and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys should get this one. It's so awesome. And at the time, I didn't understand what it meant, but now I do. And so the costume that I brought up to them that I wanted them to get was a plug and an outlet.
Oh, come on. That's like the go-to.
Yeah, they were just kind of like, no. And I was like really upset that they didn't get it.
That's hilarious.
I understand now why.
So what are you and your husband going to be?
Last year we were, from The Sandlot. What is their name? The guy, I can't even think of it now.
Squints in The Lifeguard?
Yeah. That's what we were last year.
I love that. Awesome.
Hey, thank you, Kelsey, for calling in. Tristan and Lawrence, what do you think of couples' costumes? Do you agree with Alex and Liv the Web Girl? They're cute, or are you like me, like, okay, they're played out. Stop that.
No, I really enjoy them. Last year for Halloween, me and my wife went as each other. And so I was a girl, and she went with me, got a goatee and everything. It was fantastic.
That's brilliant. Joe, your wife could be you. She just got to stick a bunch of pillows in her shirt.
I would actually love to see Lindsay portray you because I think she would do such a good job.
In
She'd
a beard?
Be hilarious.
That would be great.
I'm kind of wondering, how often do you dress up as your wife? Is that like once a year or is that on the weekends?
Just Halloween.
Gotcha.
Just Halloween. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Did you wear like her underwear too?
No, that was the hardest part, was the bra. The bra, I did have to wear a bra,
yeah.
And we had to, she's pretty sized, so I had to size it out with my flat chest. It was all a good time, though.
Yeah, if Lindsay was going to try to do that, my wife, if she was going to be me, she'd have to, like, stuff for sure. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Brandon. He's hanging out in Fishers listening to the Joe and Alex show, and what do you think about couples' costumes?
I used to totally be against them. I thought it was too much work until this year my girlfriend found a little twist on it that's simple for my liking. And she'll be celebrating her 21st birthday come Halloween. So we're going as Jack and Coke. We're just wearing t-shirts. Real nice, plain and simple.
That is plain and simple.
I
minimal
like
effort, and it's cute, and it's catchy, or whatever you want to say. I mean, everyone will know what it is.
You know, you know what I'm going to do? Like, super easy. You ever see people that dress up as, like, contestants for The Price is Right? They just have the name tag?
Yes, crazy outfit.
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's so boring.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know what I want to be for Halloween, and it's not going to work because nobody in Indianapolis is going to know who it is or care.
Well, then that's not a good costume
No,
idea.
But it is, because I would fit this role perfectly. I would look amazing.
Well, the only place that people are going to be able to see what we're wearing, we're going to be at the Erotic Exotic Ball. We're actually hosting it with Jim Beam at Taps and Dolls Friday the 26th, and that's where you will get to see what Me and the Egyptian dress up as.
What are you guys going
to
be?
What, I'm not going to tell you. That's what I'm saying. You have to come. Liv the Web Girl and Jewel Daddy are dressing up as a couple's costume. You can see what they are, and then whatever Joe and Lindsay decide to be. Who knows?
I don't know. I want to be Matt Patricia. He's the Detroit Lions head coach. He used to be with the New England Patriots as the defensive coordinator.
Nobody knows who that is.
Well, that's why I'm telling you. You can Google image him. If I had that little headset on, I've got the beard.
Matt who?
Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia.
She sounds cute.
You know,
oh, yeah,
a guy
you
named
do,
Matt?
You do look like him.
Exactly. I would be a dead-on ringer. I'd have, like, the Lions' little shirt on, a Lions hat, the little earpiece, and a pencil in my ear, my right ear.
I just think,
I
like,
look
the
just
point,
like him.
The thing with Halloween costumes is you want to be what other people know what you
and
are.
And also, like, I don't think you look that much like him, I'm going to say it right now.
I mean, he's just a dark-haired, bearded guy.
I don't think you
I look just like
you
him.
Know
no,
you
yes,
don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
don't.
Here's who you should dress
you
up as.
You put a photo up. I guarantee you I look like him. I had a photo myself of who I was going to be. When you put it up side by side, who do you think, Alex, I should be?
The bearded guy from that Christmas show.
I need more detail than that.
The cartoon. You talk about how you look like him all the time.
Wait,
here
okay,
he is. Wait,
I
here
think
he
I
is.
Know what you're talking about.
Yukon
Let me see
Cornelius.
It. Let me see.
From what is this show, Joe?
Oh, I don't remember. I know what you're talking about. Look right here.
It's like that Christmas special that's old. Rudolph.
I know what you're talking about.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, little
also
special.
Also looks like the guy in Toy Story that like collects all the toys.
Lotso?
And that
the bear?
No. This is in Toy Story 2, the one that collects all of them, and he's trying to keep Woody for himself, and he like fixes up Woody after Woody like is broken.
I
and
don't know
eats,
who you're
like,
talking
I don't
about.
Know who you're talking about
he
either.
Eats the cheese puff on the couch.
Oh my God. Al from Al's Toy Barn.
pull up a photo
yes.
for me to see.
Yes, you have to be Al from Al's Toy Barn.
This is the guy.
Yes.
I think I look just like him.
Yeah, you just
I
have
know
a beard.
What Matt
but
Patricia looks like.
Alex
do
doesn't know
look
who.
Like
Alex
him.
Does not know who he is. Yes, I do.
No,
what, this guy,
you.
Al
from Al's Toy Barn from Toy Story. And then Lindsay can dress up as like Jesse or Woody or Buzz.
This is you guys. You guys are serious. I do not look like Al.
Yes, you do. With a shaved beard? Yeah.
No,
that
no,
looks close
yes,
to
you.
It actually,
you do.
That guy actually looks a lot like my dad is who that
really?
Looks like.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was going to say, he looks like your dad, except your dad's skinnier. Your dad pulls off that look. That's not me.
My
that
dad.
Just like
you're just
you
saying
Joe.
That because he's a bigger guy.
My dad but looks a lot like him.
The cheeks, the
Here
face,
we go.
The color.
That is not me.
Yes. Oh, wait. Wow, that does look like
it
your
looks
dad.
Like this looks dead on like Alex's dad.
No, literally put some glasses on you when you were.
No, okay,
out
listen, we're talking about this right now. People need to see this because this is not, you know, it's radio. Why don't we put this up on our Instagram story and we could put a couple up there so people could see what we're referencing right here and which one I should be? Should I be this Matt Patricia guy?
No.
Or should I be Al from
or UConn Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation cartoon?
We'll put all those up there. We'll put a couple up. We'll get a couple of side by side photos and we'll do that. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Seriously, you guys are so mean to me on Instagram. I want you to call into the show right now at 317-239-1009 and go back to your childhood, like the favorite game, not video game, but actual like activity you used to do, maybe in elementary school, whatever it is, because I saw this story, Alex, and it sparked my imagination of like all the fun games we used to do like in elementary school and a little bit in middle school, but mainly as an elementary school kid. A bank staff was having a team building exercise. So they were doing it inside of their bank. They were closed that day, but they had glass windows so everybody could see inside.
Did they open up the vault and everybody could swim in the money?
No, that would be pretty cool.
I've always wanted to do that.
And Duckburg. Yeah, that would be awesome. No, they didn't do that. They actually, inside of their bank, played hide and seek.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, but imagine you're walking by, it's like a bank with glass windows, glass doors, and you see a bunch of coworkers and people
think that
hiding under their desk.
Yeah, you'd think they were being held hostage?
Yes, and somebody walking around looking.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. So they called the police. Luckily, nobody got shot, nobody got killed, but they're like, yeah, that might have been a bad training exercise idea to do at a bank.
Yeah.
But think back, 317-239-1009. What was like a game like hide and seek? Or anything else, maybe you played at school with your friends that you just really enjoyed. Do you have any game? Because I can think of like tons of things or activities I used to love to do.
Well, I made up a game.
What game did you make up?
It was something that me and my little brother would play. He's 3 years younger than me.
I feel like your brother didn't like this game, but go ahead.
He didn't like the game. The game is called Tweeds.
Tweeds, okay.
And I was a girl named Tweed, and he was a boy named Tweed.
So you're the Tweeds.
So we were the Tweeds, and I would do a voice like this. I would be like, "Hi, I'm Tweed. Come on, let's play house. Come on, Tweed, let's go to the grocery store." And I would talk like that.
Yeah.
And it was essentially playing house, except it was called Tweeds.
Tweeds.
And like I would boss him around. It's very, you know what?
Is that why he didn't like it? It's kind of like what's going on with you and the Egyptian right now.
I was going to say, it's like a mirror image of exactly what my life is like now with my boyfriend. Is
do
that
what
with,
I say.
With my little brother, I would like drive around on our big wheel or something like that. And I'd be like, fill me up with gas. Do this. Go to the grocery store. Make your bed. I would tell him to do things.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's pretty much exactly what I do now.
Keith is in Noblesville. What was the game you used to like to play as a kid?
The original board game Clue.
I never got into Clue, but I did love Monopoly and Life.
How could you never get into Clue?
I know, and I'm like the murderino person on
no
the show.
No kidding. It had to be Alex in the library with a pipe.
So we still, to this day, every family gathering, even my 8-year-old niece is into it now. Every family gathering, we at least play one game of Clue every time we're all together.
That's
I love
cool.
that. I think not enough families are playing board games together anymore. My parents and I used to play apples to apples a lot.
Yes, we need to have a Joe and Alex Show board game night. I know you laugh at that when I say it, Alex.
With us?
But I think all of our listeners, we could have it somewhere. We'd come out and we'd have all these different board games spread out and you play with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alex is not going to be at that event.
The only thing is that it's like three players. How are we going to do that?
No, but I'm saying like we have Jenga, we have Clue, Guess Who, all those things.
Yeah.
Marie, on the north side, what game did you like to play when you were a kid?
Hi, I played Duck, Duck, Goose.
Yes, that was the greatest game ever. Oh, I
yes,
loved it.
Yes, it was.
It sucked, though.
I used to get so excited. Like, I would sit and be so impatient and pray that they would land on me. And I would just be like ready to jump up.
I don't like that game because it involves physical activity.
I actually have a scarring memory from playing Duck, Duck, Goose because I used to be good at it, even though I was kind of a little pudgy, portly kid in elementary school. One time, though, being the fat kid, there's like Duck, Duck, and they hit Goose on me. I got up, I almost caught the person, and I tripped over my own feet, and it hurt.
Aww.
So I just laid on the ground. So I was dead Goose.
That's
it was
embarrassing.
Awkward. Hey, I'm glad you're laughing at it, Marie. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Oh my gosh. This is the greatest thing. I'm so glad that Ross called in. Ross in Brownsburg, tell everybody your favorite game to play as a kid.
So as a kid in the mornings in gym class,
everybody would get in a big circle and they'd break out this gigantic parachute.
That was the
best.
And
everybody would stand on each corner of the parachute, and there's a beanbag they put in the middle or a ball, and you would have to try to get it in the middle of the parachute.
And then the kid that was last or too slow got suffocated by the parachute.
Pretty much, yep. It was fun trying to put it up, and after the class was over, everybody was under the parachute. But that was the greatest game in the world.
We miss little Jimmy that got stuck under that parachute.
Never saw him again.
Sorry, Jimmy. Hey, Ross, thanks for calling. Jacob on the West Side, what is your game you used to love to play as a kid?
I listen to your guys' show every day. I love you guys.
Thank you.
You too, man. Thanks.
So the game I play, I hope you guys are ready. The floor is lava.
Yeah.
Liv, get up. The floor is lava. Sit down now.
You got to throw the couch cushions and jump around on them.
Yep. I had two older brothers, man. I was always getting thrown around. We'd always play like we'd make it into King of the Hill. So I'm trying to stay on top of the furniture. I got an older brother, 8 years older than me. He thought it was funny to like choke slam me off or whatever I was on.
Speaking of King of the Hill, we did that at school, like when there's big piles of snow. Because of me, I'm the guy that got the game ruined. I actually fell off the hill like somebody pushed me, and I broke my leg.
Good grief.
It wasn't my fault. I got pushed.
You were and are the person that ruins all the fun.
I beg to differ on that one. Danny on the South Side, what game did you used to like to play? Okay, we'll do a few more of these real quick.
So one game I liked to play was rock, paper, scissors, but instead of doing like rock, paper, or scissors, I threw out a number. And so I play this with my kids right now, and they're 6 and 4, so anything added up to 10, you add those two numbers.
Okay, you've lost me already.
That is too hard for me.
Danny, we're going to wrap up with you. Let's just play rock, paper, scissors, and you say what you're throwing, whether it's a rock, paper, or scissor, and I'll say what I have, okay?
All right.
We'll go 1, 2, 3, shoot. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
I have 3.
No. Okay, Danny, we're wrapping up. I don't want to do the numbers. I wanted to do the rock, the paper, and the scissor. Does 7 beat him? I don't know. My head hurts now.
Yeah, my brain is hurting.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun, though, reliving the childhood past.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
The NBA season is around the corner, and one Indiana Pacers star is already doing great things. There was this guy named Justin Whitaker in line yesterday at the drive-thru at the Chick-fil-A on West 86th Street near Michigan Road here in Indy when he noticed someone holding the door for a woman using a walker. That guy was NBA All-Star and Indiana University alum Victor Oladipo. On Instagram, Justin wrote, "Little things go a long way. So proud that Victor Oladipo represents the Indiana Pacers in Indiana basketball." Such a sweet picture.
Okay, you scared me. I'm like, what happened? Who got caught doing something?
I know. No, it was, they were caught doing something great. So
okay, something good.
Victor is our man. Neil Patrick Harris was on The View and told everyone that when he filmed a movie with Whoopi Goldberg when he was 15 years old, she said something real weird to him.
You know, I did my first movie ever with Whoopi Goldberg, a movie called Clara's Heart. I was, 15, 16 years old. She told me on my last day of shooting that in 10 years' time, she was gonna have sex with me.
I might have. He had many questions as a kid. And so I said, listen, wait 10 years and I'll take you through it.
Yeah. I was not offended. Now. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, maybe she can be the one to, you know, give it a try.
My mind is blown by that comment.
Having a little whoopee with whoopee?
Yeah, exactly. And how nobody was offended or upset or irate about it. I just was blown away.
I think it's in the context, though.
President Trump signed the Music Modernization Act yesterday, which is really interesting. It closes loopholes in our digital royalty laws to ensure that songwriters and music artists and producers receive fair payment for licensing of music. Kid Rock was there, as well as Beach Boys singer Mike Love, who publicly thanked President Trump for trying to help Whitney Houston get sober when she was alive, which I thought was a really cool story that we haven't ever heard.
I remember you tried your best to help get Whitney Houston in some kind of shape, and it was, yeah. I remember being at Mar-a-Lago with this guy right here. He had Ron Perlman come down. He tried your best to help Whitney, and she's not the only one you've benefited and tried. And people can say what they want, but you've always been a big supporter of some of the best music that America's ever made.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. giving away Necropolis tickets. All you have to do is listen to the scary movie theme and tell us the name of that scary movie.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Oh, not that. That's a show, not a movie.
Does that scare you?
No.
Okay. Let's get into it right now with Janet calling in Beech Grove. Janet, you get 3 out of 5 right, we're going to give you Necropolis tickets. Are you ready?
Damn it, Janet.
Oh, God. I think so.
All right. Here we go. Got to get 3 out of 5 right. Here's your first scary movie theme.
Oh, my God.
All right. What is that from there, Janet?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so terrible with movies.
Oh, no. This may not bode well for you. What do you got?
3, 2, 1.
I don't know. Carrie.
Nope, not Carrie. It's okay. You're still in this. Here's your next song.
I put a spell on you. And now you're gone. So
you got an answer for us now?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, 1 for 2. You're still in it. Here is your next scary movie song.
I don't know this.
Listen to it. Think about it. What scary movie would this go with?
Let's see.
It's from the original.
Sounds like a circus. So it...
It is from it. Ooh. There you go.
That's good stuff.
You got 2 left, and all you have to do is get one of them right to win those Necropolis tickets. Can you do it?
I hope so.
Where's the confidence? Of course you can. Here is your next scary movie theme.
That is the Jason Friday, the Friday movie, or Michael Myers.
Final guess?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I thought Michael Myers. Michael Myers and Jason is the same, right?
No. Michael Myers is Michael Myers. Jason is Jason.
I need a guess here.
I'm going to go with Michael Myers.
Nope.
It's actually...
The Exorcist.
Yep.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. They sound so similar.
The power of Christ compels you.
The score in this movie is insanely
it's
good.
It's dope. All right, listen, no pressure, but if you don't get this next scary movie one right, we have to give the tickets to somebody else.
Oh, no.
All right.
Listen closely.
Make it easy, Joe.
I think this is the toughest one yet.
Oh, my gosh. Surely you know this.
Do you know what that is? Janet and Beech Grove.
Oh my gosh. You guys picked the wrong caller for this.
This is the easiest thing of all time.
Oh my gosh.
Da-na,
da-na,
da-na, da-na, da-na,
da-na, da-na, da-na, da-na, da-na, da-na. All right. We need a guess. Say it again.
Jaws?
Yes.
Yes, there we go. I was like, come on, this girl doesn't know Jaws. Congratulations,
yay!
Janet and Beech Grove. Have a little confidence in yourself. You were right
Thank
this morning.
You.
You're welcome, and we're hooking you up right now with Necropolis tickets.